Planet Rock. The hit, I can't do it. Why I pet? I can't do accents. Why I? It's the Hairy Rock Show. That sounds like Yorkshire.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
Hi, we're the Hairy Bikers, and this is the Hairy Rock Show podcast.
The Hairy Rock Show with the Hairy Bikers.
Only on Planet Rock.
It's December. It's Rockstock. Hello and welcome to the Hairy Rock Show.
Do you remember we saw that Black Cross tribute band in Spain once at a festival?
Yes.
They were great, weren't they?
They were great.
We were filming this, it was like a festival of what was it?
Oh, a festival of fire or something.
Yeah, there was some like weird man who looked like Captain Nemo.
Ooh, yeah.
And he was on like this barrel of flaming, you got this drink and they lit it.
Yeah.
And we had gallons of it. Then we drank loads of beer, listened to the Black Cross tribute band. And we loved it.
Honestly, it was a great gig, that.
Oh, they were better than real thing.
I would have loved to have seen them, mine. I would have loved to have seen the Black Cross. And every time they toured, I missed them.
I know. But there is a Spanish cover band that were very, very good.
Yes.
Well, everything was very good that night.
Every day, if there's nothing that wouldn't have been very good.
It was a catastrophe the next morning. We were cooking seafood empanadas on a sandbank with a colossal hangover.
And what happened, I to sober myself up, I thought, right, I'm going to go in the sea. So I did, but I dropped my kegs. So I went in the nip, you see. And then I had to stay there for about 25 minutes while a load of school children played rounders on the beach. I thought I was going to die of hypothermia. And these lot, or the crew, are all set up ready. And I'm going, well, can I come out now? Can I? I haven't got any clothes on.
But everybody else was equally hungover. So nobody was going to kind of get in and help him. No.
No, nobody. No, so
I waited for these. A rod for your own back. You can sleep in your own mire.
You can freeze.
Live in
death.
Your own filth. It was funny, actually.
It was hilarious.
I think you were a lot littler coming out than you were going in.
I'll tell you what, mate, ages, I'm not surprised. Yeah. I don't think I've seen it since.
Planet Rock gets hairy.
The Hairy Bikers and the Hairy Rock Show.
On Planet Rock.
Now then, Simon, the winter warmer.
Oh.
I don't think anybody made a winter warmer like this, like your mother.
No, she didn't. And I've never been able to make it since.
Oh.
It's irritating.
It had a skin like an elephant.
Traditional rice pudding.
Oh,
you kind of whack it, can you?
Jam in?
Definitely.
Oh, aye.
Bob Marley, for sure.
Yes, he likes rice pudding with jam in. No, our recipe for traditional rice pudding, and it's a belter. Nothing too fancy. We maybe put a bit of nutmeg in, and we put some sultanas in. And we've got double cream whole milk pudding rice. Now, remember, rice pudding, you need round grain pudding rice, the sort that does go to mush. And this, what we do is we soak the sultanas in hot tea. Honestly, it's in the recipe. The recipe's free on the Planet Rock website.
Not again.
And your tea-soaked sultanas in your rice pudding. It's traditional, it's gorgeous, it's fab. Did you used to like all these old puddings when you were a kid, like rice pudding, tapioca, sago, semolina?
I wasn't too keen on tapioca, but because it was like frog spawn. But
It's like frog spawn, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit weird. But
now it's all the rage, those Asian drinks, the bubble drinks.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's tapioca.
Aye. I don't get it. I don't. And anyway, it's terrible to get up a straw.
Yeah, aren't they? Then you go down your throat.
And then you choke on them. No, it's not good.
Semolina, though.
I loved semolina. In all its ways. I loved it. It's lush.
So, how do you start a pudding race?
Don't know.
Say go.
Oh, I like that.
So, if you were a pudding, what would you be?
Oh, that's a hard question. What would you be? Give us time to think.
Me? Oh, I'd be a rum baba.
Oh, nice.
A very rum baba, I'll let you know.
Oh, yeah.
I love a rum baba. They eat that a lot in France, and what I love about that is you get your rum baba, it's got a bit of rum and the syrup in. They always just put the bottle of rum on the table next to you so you liquor up your own baba.
Oh,
you spot the English, because everybody just goes, glug, glug,